Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got more bad news.
Oh, I heard this.
Polly Holiday, who played...
Bad things happen in threes. Come on.
Kiss my grits, Merle. who played Flo on the TV sitcom Alice. Polly Holiday has died at the age of 88.
She was also in Gremlins.
That is correct. She was in the movie Gremlins.
She was the old biddy who went flying out the window.
That is correct.
When the gremlins short-circuited her. Well,
you don't get them wet.
No.
Don't get them wet.
No, do not tick off a gremlin.
Yeah, this was back in the 70s, the show Alice.
Alice, which was a great sitcom.
Fantastic sitcom. And her catchphrase.
Mel.
Kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits.
Was, you know,
I said
viral.
Merle. I meant Mel, you're right.
Yeah.
It was viral then. You know, we didn't have all the social media and all that kind of stuff, but her Kiss My Grits was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had her own series. She spun off
Flo
to the sitcom Flo, which, unlike Rhoda, which lasted for several seasons, spun off a Mary Tyler Moore show, Flo only lasted one mere season.
Did it even make it one season?
I think so.
It was one.
One and done, Flo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kiss my grits. She was also in All the President's Men, Mrs. Doubtfire, The Parent Trap, and of course, Gremlins in 1984.
She was a pretty prolific character actress.
Huh.
How old was she?
88.
She was 88.
88 years young.
Mm-hmm. She came from Alabama.
Polly Holiday. Yep.
I mean, are the others alive?
Linda Lavin just died.
Right.
Elizabeth Howland has passed as well.
And I, for sure, Vic Tayback.
Right.
Has passed away.
Oh, sure. How do you remember all these names?
Because I'm like Rain Man. I am a pop culture sponge.
See, it's so crazy, the things that we latch onto where if you asked me, name the original members of...
Charlie's Angels.
No, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Dawkins. I can tell you the names of every single original member.
That's esoteric knowledge.
Okay,
but I can't remember when I said to Michael, hell, I can't remember his name during when we were doing the ABC News coverage of Charlie Kirk being murdered today. I said, "Oh man, Flo from Alice has died," and he goes, "Oh, Polly Holiday."
Right.
I would have never been able to tell you her name if you paid me $1 million.
What do I do for a living?
You interview celebrities.
I got this. Also from the text line, Flo had more episodes than Michael's travel show did.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It's a rough crowd.
That just shows you the interests that we have and the amount of...
Yeah.
Brain space we give to it
that we're willing to dedicate it
filled with esoteric knowledge around
hair heavy
metal bands.
Yep.
All right, you two, name the original three Charlie's Angels, the actresses' names:
the blonde, the brunette, and the other brunette.
Who were they?
So Farrah Fawcett,
yes,
Cheryl Teagues.
She replaced Farrah
right.
Fawcett.
Now,
right.
Cheryl Teagues was never on. Ever.
Well, she was in my
Cheryl
mind.
Cheryl Ladd.
Cheryl Ladd.
Thank you. Oh, okay. My God.
There was
I'm
the
so
chick,
sorry.
There was the chick that had the clothing line at JCPenney's.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, Jackie Smith.
Jacqueline, not Jackie. And who was the smart one?
Not in a million. When you say it, I'll know it. But
Dan, anyone?
Give me a first
can't
name.
Remember.
Give me a first name.
Kate.
Baldwin.
Jackson.
That's Kate what Jackson. I said.
All right, so not only do I know all the actresses' names, Kate Jackson was Sabrina Duncan, Jacqueline Smith was Kelly Garrett, and Farrah Fawcett
was on my wall
Jill
at home.
Monroe. That is how much of a pop culture savant I am.
Wow.
You're welcome, America.
What soap operas were they on before they made it?
General Hospital.
Probably.
No, I don't think any of them were on soap operas. Kate Jackson was on some weird, random, obscure... That's how she got... It's like Hellcats or something. She was on some weird police officer.
It was the 60s and 70s. There was a lot of weird TV.
There was a lot of weird TV.
Farrah Fawcett was on my wall.
Yeah, she was.
I have an original framed...
Etched in your brain. Mm.
I have an original framed Farrah Fawcett swimsuit poster in my bathroom.
Well, I had half of that poster in my bedroom.
And why was it a half?
Only half?
Because the swimsuit showed certain things that when I brought it home from the PX at Fort Richardson, Alaska, I showed it to my mom, who then cut off the lower half just below the neck. And she said, you can put her face on your wall, but not the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was 9.
Yeah.
I was 9 years old.
You were a red-blooded American male.
Yeah, I was. But she was...
Simmer down.
There was something that you could kind of sort of see through the swimsuit, and my mother objected to
that. Her headlights were on, people.
Okay,
that's what we're saying.
Michael.
Hey, so you've been in my bathroom.
He's a book author.
You've been in my
first floor bathroom.
First floor bathroom.
It's very unique.
Okay, well then that's what tell the listeners what it entails.
It's I can't remember what you wallpapered it with, but it's
Charlie's Angels.
Is it all Charlie's Angels?
No, and Wonder Woman, and the Bionic Woman.
Yeah, it's just little like almost cards of all these.
Do you remember the trading cards, Dan? Well,
they were like baseball cards,
right,
but with
Charlie's Angels,
actors and celebrities.
And I bought like 10 boxes of them and wallpapered my bathroom because I'm classy like that.
And I remember being in there using the facilities thinking, all these beautiful women in a gay man's bathroom.
Fabulous.
If you didn't know I was gay before you walked into that bathroom, you sure do. Hey-o!
Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.